Jet batteries, WeTV earnings report sent Rivian and Lucid shares tumbling. By Lucas Nolan on February 23, 2024. Electric vehicle makers Rivian and Lucid both suffered plummeting share prices after disappointing fourth-quarter earnings reports revealed stagnant production numbers. CNBC reports that shares of electric vehicle makers Rivian and Lucid plunged on Thursday following disappointing fourth-quarter earnings reports released after markets closed on Wednesday. Rivian stock sank around 25%, while Lucid shares dropped nearly 17%. Both companies cited stagnant production numbers and existing economic and geopolitical uncertainties as factors impacting results. Rivian forecasts production of 57,000 vehicles in 2024, about the same as the 57,232 vehicles manufactured in 2023. Meanwhile, Lucid predicts production of 9,000 vehicles this year, a mere 7% increase over 2022 levels. In Rivian's earnings call, CEO RJ Scaring stated, "Our business is not immune to existing economic and geopolitical uncertainties, most notably the impact of historically high interest rates, which has negatively impacted demand." Lucid CEO Peter Rawlinson echoed this sentiment, noting rising rates have affected the company. Rivian's stagnant production numbers have taken the company and its leadership down a peg. Scaring laughably claimed in 2023 that buying a gas-powered car in the current market is like building a horse barn in 1910. Rivian reported $1.32 billion in quarterly revenue, surpassing estimates. However, with a loss per share of $1.36, significantly worse than anticipated, investors reacted swiftly. Lucid revenue landed at $157.2 million, below expectations. Its per-share net loss of 30 cents aligned with projections. The electric vehicle market remains small relative to traditional autos. EVs accounted for just 6.9% of total U.S. sales last year. Tesla dominates with over 50% control of the EV market. Rivian and Lucid make up a fraction of the pie, less than 5% combined. With Rivian shares down 40% over the past year and Lucid losing 70%, it's been a difficult stretch for investors. Both stocks have cratered since public offerings in late 2021, shedding around 80% in value. Thursday's post-earnings plummet only adds to the pain. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.